Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes a brave nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You'd think after repeating that little script so many times that I would absolutely have it memorized, and I do not. I do not. Hello, TikTok. You're going live with me today as we record a podcast. So I said yesterday we were going to do an episode about grief. It is a listener request, and I'm always excited for those and love to honor the request because it gives me more room in my brain for other things. Okay. You guys helping me choose a topic gives me a little bit of brain freedom. So I appreciate this so much. And this is something that has definitely been a part of, you know, my current human experience. It is not something I can say I have experienced to the level that some of you have. I shared with you guys a while back about one of my friends whose son took his life. And he was a baby. I mean, he was 18 years old, and it's horrendous. And I had quite a few conversations with her. And just thinking about her today and obviously talking about her, I'm gonna have to send a message of I love you and I'm thinking about you. But I just want you guys to understand, you know, I've grieved things in my life. Okay. I think everybody does. So it's not necessarily, I'm not necessarily just talking to someone who has, you know, just explicitly buried someone that they love or, you know, a situation like that. Cause I think grief comes from all areas. I have lost friends. I have lost, you know, pets that were babies. I've lost real life people who are not dead, but I've had to cut the boundaries, you know, set boundaries, and they're just not in my current reality anymore. So grief is different for everybody. I think there's going to be things here that you can relate in this podcast. And listen, bitch, I'm not making you listen to a lot of commercials of products that I wouldn't be taking or I wouldn't buy myself. I'm not monetizing this podcast, but there is a price. Okay. There's a price. First of all, if you are interested, I do have video on YouTube now, so you guys can go check that out. Make sure you subscribe. But you need to share the podcast, not just share the podcast, but make sure you are following, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and then share it with your friends. I have a Listen Bitch donations button where you can throw a couple bucks to buy mama some chai tea that I drink in my very beautiful Listen Bitch podcast coffee mug. Okay. Little things. That's the price, the pay to play. So if you get some value out of this podcast, I definitely want to know, you know, what has helped you. If you've been with me for a long time, I know some of you bitches have been here since the beginning. Okay. And I fucking love you for that. I love you for that. Thank you so much. If you've been here from the beginning, I want to know what some of your favorite episodes are, some that have been, you know, helped you in a transformation of your own life or your own human experience. I want to know. I want to know how I'm serving you and how I can better serve you in the future, because this podcast is for you. As much as it's my personal therapy, it's definitely, I know that it's making a difference in someone's lives. And the more you guys share this, the more able I am to reach people I otherwise would never have in my container. Okay. So you guys are kind of the catalyst for this. Okay. Grief. We're going to talk about this. It's deeply personal. It is a very complex experience and how it genuinely unfolds for everybody, for each individual. It varies based on different factors, like your personality. Okay. Grief for me, I absolutely lose it when we lose pets. My husband is like, it happens, right? I take it, you know, a deer on the road. Like I get teary eyed. Like I'm that person. I know it's annoying. That shit bothers me. You know, and he's just like, oh, that's life. That's what happens, right? Your background, you know, social support, the nature of the loss, all of these things will affect how you're going to grieve. Okay. It's important to approach grief not as something to fix, but like a natural and necessary process that's going to lead to your personal growth. Okay. It's going to lead to a transformation if you approach it with the right mindset. It's a very non-linear trajectory. Okay. And it moves through different stages. I did take some notes about the five stages and I didn't bring them in my office, and I'm already on the podcast. I don't want to disrupt anything. So I'm going to try to remember. Okay. So be patient with me, but I know, there is denial. We've got anger, the bargaining, depression, acceptance. And I don't know if it's in that order. But I know that a lot of people recognize, you know, these stages. But I think what's important to understand is that not everyone is going to go through the stages in the same order or in the same intensity. People can feel like relief, confusion, or even guilt about the way that they're grieving. And I think that right there is where mindset can come in when you are processing grief, because there's a lot of feelings that are going to be triggered unexpectedly. If we lose someone to suicide, there's going to be that personal responsibility of what could I have done different? Is there something I should have seen? Is there something I could have done? So we just kind of beat ourselves up for that choice, and not just in a situation like that. And I'm bringing up suicide because that is huge. It is absolutely, the numbers are astronomical for what is happening, you know, happening right now in the world with people choosing, you know, to just not stay here. And I get that it's hard. Life is hard. We came for the human experience, the love, the pain, the beauty, but it fucks with you. It fucks with you mentally, where you carry, you know, the guilt of this. And you've got people who are losing people to something like cancer, you know, and they're taking care of their loved ones. And there's almost a relief when they pass because they see the suffering, right? And anybody I've talked to that has experienced being with someone on their deathbed for something like cancer, you know, they're happy they get a chance to say goodbye. Okay. And they're also relieved that the person is not here suffering anymore. So there's kind of that, like, you feel guilty that you're almost happy that they're gone. And it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing. But when grief is experienced in real time, when it's fresh or ongoing, there's going to be a lot of triggers. There's going to be a lot of triggers. You've got just the shock and disbelief. This is the first thing for a sudden loss. If, you know, you get the call that someone you love was just in a car accident, it's sudden and there's no, you just didn't see it coming, right? It's very different than watching, you know, your best friend who's an alcoholic literally drink themselves to death. It's something like you kind of know their day's coming. So it's not as shocking, you know, still heartbreaking, just not with the shock factor. But when you're going through that shock and disbelief, you're going to start feeling numb. And it kind of gives you this inability to process a loss immediately. And you're going to have these emotional waves. You know, it incurs unexpectedly where you might feel fine 1 minute and you're like, okay, I can do this. And 3 seconds later, you're bawling your eyes out. You can't have a conversation. You don't know what you're going to do next. Okay. Give yourself the space for this. You are on no one's timeline, you know, and we just have, our brain just can go into this cognitive dissonance. This will emerge as your mind is trying to struggle and reconcile with the loss. Like, you are going to just kind of separate yourself because there is a loss of reality moving forward. And in that grief, especially, you know, with people that have lost people to suicide, it's like, you have to grieve a part of yourself now too. A part of you is dead. You love this person. They chose to not be here, and it takes a part of you with them. So you are not going to be the same person. You're losing a spouse. You're losing a child. You will never be the same person. So you're not just grieving someone that's currently here in real time. You're grieving who you were with that person in your life. You're never going to be the same. And I feel like, you know, grief for people that are just like me, who haven't had the relatable situation where we've lost someone really close to us in a horrific manner. There's different stages in life. Like my followers will know this. When my girls went to college, I took it really, really hard. It was a grieving process for me. Okay. It was a grieving process because life was not going to be the same. And it's not, you know, my oldest is going to be gearing up to move out soon, and there will be a grieving process no matter what we're experiencing in real time here, it's still a grieving process because there is a sudden change. I'm not going to be the same person as kids move out and grow. And I think, you know, even with empty nesters, there's a grieving process. Even with pets that, you know, I've always taken it really super hard, and that gut wrenching feeling that I still have a pet that I lost, that I still feel that. It's been 2 years, you know, and I still like would be like yesterday because it was so shocking. It was so tragic. It was so horrendous. It was so heartbreaking. It still can, you know, come at me in waves. If I'm thinking about it, it's heartbreaking. Seeing memories of him, I'm just like, So there's a lot of real time where you're just navigating emotions, but what's going to happen as well is that expectation from other people. People are going to expect you to move on. They're going to say ridiculous bullshit stuff. Okay. What is the phrase I'm thinking of? Like, it's just superficial, right? Like, I know that with my friend who lost her son, people would tell her, you're not the only person to have lost a child. Okay. That's just ignorant. It's ignorant. There's no empathy in that moment. And there's this, you know, societal pressure to kind of move on. And then you have this fear of being stuck in grief. And this is where the shift in your mindset is going to be very powerful, because you get to decide, right? You get to decide. And while you're grieving for someone and learning how to be here in this new state, there is a level of honor you can bring to the death by, you know, just knowing if things could have been different, how can we honor this person in the best way, right? If you lose a loved one, I guarantee they're not going to want you feeling sorry for yourself, considering suicide, burning your life down. You know, they're going to want you to live life to the fullest. If you think about, like, what are the possible regrets that they can have? And how can you honor that situation? But mindset is huge. Mindset is huge in our lives. That's why I'm a mindset coach, because I think it is just the catalyst for our potential. That's it. But how we experience grief, if you can adopt just a certain mental framework, this is how you transform your relationship with grief. So you make it a tool for healing rather than a prison that you're going to confine yourself in, right? So growth mindset, that's the biggest, I think, piece of advice I could give anyone that is going through grief, is that you use this to develop the growth mindset. So it's kind of the belief that abilities and traits can evolve over time through that effort and through our intention, through learning. When you apply it to grief, it's going to encourage you to see grief as like a transformative process. You're just going to become a new person. It's not a finite experience. Instead of viewing pain as something to avoid, we're going to encourage you to lean into it, to understand it, to learn from it. What is something in this moment of pain that you can bring to your current life and your newness of being, you know? Grief is like a source of insight. Any kind of pain that you're experiencing, any sort of triggered emotion, right? This is going to help you explore your own emotional intelligence, your emotional resilience, your relationships, your life priorities. It should absolutely propel you into your potential in this human experience. We don't lose someone and then choose to go with them. That wasn't how the life experience is meant to be. Instead of seeing the setbacks, if you choose to adopt a growth mindset, instead of seeing this as a setback, in these temporary challenges, believe that you are going to be stronger on the other side of this. You're going to be more self-aware. You're going to be someone who can appreciate life more, who can show up, you know, 100% more, who is, you know, you have this new appreciation when you are experiencing grief, when you're going through grief, you have this new appreciation for life. That's it. And I know when I've heard about people dying that are in my circle, you know, maybe not a personal thing, but just hearing about, you know, a couple weeks ago, I worked a shift at an old restaurant I worked at. So everyone could go to a funeral of a young girl who had a brain aneurysm. Okay. That shifted my awareness, and it brought a different perspective of life to me. Like, life is short, babe. Life is short. And the only guarantee we have is death. That's the only thing we're promised here. Outside of life is going to change and evolve with or without you. Like change is inevitable, right? The only promise that we're given is that we are going to die. And sometimes when we lose someone close to us, it really sends that home. Okay. So you have this perspective of understanding life is very short, right? This should be the message to you to make the best of it, to absolutely propel yourself into a level of growth and potential. You have to be open to the ability of reframing your experience. So we can create the story of a victim mentality, right? We could create this whole story where we just start feeling sorry for ourselves and we just start burying ourselves inside of all the sadness and the darkness that comes. And then that becomes how we define who we are. I'm sad and depressed because I lost XYZ. And guess what? For a little bit, you may really feel like that, but it doesn't have to be who you become. And if you are very focused on reframing that, changing the way you perceive the situation, instead of seeing grief as something inherently negative or debilitating, instead of becoming these negative emotions, that we reframe it as part of like, let's cherish the best memories. Okay. Let's connect more deeply with the people that we have here. Let's gain clarity on what truly matters in life. Grief is a catalyst for growth. It's not a permanent state of sadness. Is it always going to look different? Yes. If you lose a parent, if you lose a spouse, if you lose a son or a daughter, you're never going to be the same person. So you're grieving more than just a person. You're grieving who you were, but you don't have to grieve who you're going to become. You don't have to bury yourself in a land of regret and end up in, you know, a coffin having never stepped into your full potential. Reframe this as personal evolution. This is your chance to have that reevaluation of your priorities, you know, to not take your passions for granted, to pursue the things that light your soul on fire and to get the perspectives. You get to choose your perspective. That's it. Nobody's made a victim. You get to choose to be defined as that, or you get to be the victor. You get to be the badass who comes in and lights the world on fire and goes down in a blaze of glory. Grieving someone is going to inspire you to celebrate the lives of other people more intentionally. Let's connect on a real level. Let's stop with the superficial bullshit. Let's get into the joy of real connection. And I think the little losses that I've experienced in my life, and even the people that are alive that are no longer a part of my life, I still can grieve that. Even the people that are in my life, there are parts of them that I will always grieve because we have that expectation. They'll never be who we want them to be. So there's a level of grief with some of my relationships that are current right now. And that's okay. We can move linear with this. And it just enhances me to focus more on the relationships I have now. How can I grow as a mom? How can I be a better mom today? You know, because I'm not guaranteed to get another chance to be a mom tomorrow or, you know, when I'm drowning in parenthood and I've heard mom 1,000 times and I'm just like, how can I show up better the next day, right? Let's not be bogged down by someone's absence. Let's celebrate the joy of life of the people around us. And being mindful, when you practice being present with your thoughts and your feelings without judgment, this is how we cope with grief. You're not going to push away or suppress the grief. That's never going to work out well for you. Because it's always going to be there. You're just going to bury it. And someday it's going to blow up in sickness or reactivity. You're going to hurt more people than you are going to bring them in. So instead of labeling this grief and pain as good or bad, let's just let it be. Let's let it be. Let's focus on living in the moment. Get into that mindfulness that's going to help you be more attuned to real time things. Give yourself that self-compassion. If you can work on your mindset, if you can work on, you know, your mindfulness, practicing that self-compassion, you're not going to beat yourself up for situations or grief responses. Okay. You're not going to pile on the shame and the regret. You're actually going to allow yourself space for healing. Boot scoot, don't come back in my office. I know I'm doing videos now. Okay. You guys, I'm doing videos now. And I know you all can see me pushing kids out of the office. I'm like, skedaddle, skedaddle, skedaddle. And I lost my train of thought, kids. You want to create like a meaningful narrative, right? So part of the experience that I think you should have with your grieving process is journaling. creating that personal narrative is going to help you make sense of loss. Okay. So you're going to integrate that experience into like the broader story, finding meaning and the purpose and the meaning of life, right? If you can find meaning even in the suffering, and this is part of where obviously the most important part of grief is that, you know, you are in the level of acceptance that you're not alone. I couldn't imagine going through these things and not knowing that God is with me. Like, there's no human experience I could ever put myself in where I'm not seeing that there is something bigger than me that has me. Okay. And not just that, but the comfort of knowing, you know, there's a possibility we're going to see our loved ones again. Right. So here's the thing. Maybe this is your chance to grow your relationship with Christ, because maybe you have family members that don't know who he is, but you know that you're taking a chance because you just lost so-and-so who didn't know Jesus, but all of a sudden you've brought God along on your journey. Jesus is helping you through your grief. Maybe this is a message you can have with your loved ones, so you know for sure who you're going to see in the next life, right? Look for ways to honor them. Look for ways to foster this relationship with them. Channel the grief into creative outlets, build a legacy. I know a lot of people who lose someone, you see these foundations pop up, you see these, you know, different things coming along. And that's an incredible way to process grief, because you're not only bringing communities together, you're honoring the life of someone that you really loved and that meant a lot to you. Giving God the burden of this grief is everything. It's everything. And, you know, there probably is a process with that. I imagine there's a moment where we can question, we can just, you know, it's not about our understanding. You know, it is not about your understanding. It is about your acceptance. It is about trusting that he has you, that there is a, you know, there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything. It doesn't mean it makes sense in our time, and we may never make sense of it ever. But if you frame your grief as part of your journey, allow it to propel you into personal development. I turned one phone on airplane mode and not the other. I just want you guys to, you know, take some time to allow yourself to go through the process however you feel, but I want you to understand that you have total control of this. We don't care what anyone outside of us is trying to say, okay? Healing is a choice. How you process your grief is a choice. This is about you making goals for your future that will honor your experience, your human experience. I feel like so many people, especially when we hear about someone dying, right? It gives us that little awareness of having that fear of dying. I think we spent too much time being afraid of dying that we're not spending enough time living. Absolutely, grief is an undeniably painful, overwhelming experience, and it's going to play a powerful role in transforming whatever it is you're going through, you know. But if you can empower yourself enough, build that resilience wherever you need to go to find a community that's going to help you build resilience, get around these people that are going to continue to be a source of healing through this process. You heal through this, and this is going to give you a huge opportunity to help other people, you know, be able to relate and survive through situations like this. That's it. So surround yourself with relatable, compassionate people. Surround yourself with the thoughts and the habits that are going to help lead you into healing. You know, there are practical strategies when you're looking at your mindset shifts, if you're looking at your thought process. Don't be afraid to write out the feelings, even the ugly ones, even the questions that you have. I want you guys to live. I want you to choose to live powerfully. Instead of being so afraid of dying, it's we take this grief and we realize that we have a different perspective on what loss is. When you are grieving at this level, you have an opportunity to start really appreciating life and stepping up into your potential. I think everything in this life can be a catalyst for us to move in our potential. Everything, every human experience you're going through is either a chance to stay stuck or a chance to propel yourself forward and become the best version of you. I love you guys. It isn't forever. I can't say there's no timeline. You go through what you have to go through. Just go through it and grow through it. Okay. I'll see you babies tomorrow. I hope you have an amazing day. And make sure you have signed up for emails at brandonlinette.com. And if you want to check out some of the old emails, it's under the blog post on my website. Okay. If you're new here, you could check out a lot of things there. But make sure you share the show, bitch. I love you.